Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In this podcast, we'll be talking about deployment preparation. There are two sides to deployment preparation, the practical and the emotional. In this podcast, we'll be focusing on the practical preparations. Some of the items to get ready before deployment include things like ID cards, credit cards, driver's license, and vehicle registration. If anything is going to expire while you're deployed, it might be a good idea to try to get them updated early. If you can't get them updated early, you may want to leave things like paperwork so that your power of attorney can get them updated for you. And that brings us right into power of attorney. You may need to have a power of attorney. We actually suggest that it be a specific power of attorney and not a general one. A power of attorney can cover things like your car, your apartment, or maybe help with your finances. Your loved ones should have a copy of your full deployment address. This includes rate and rank. You want to ensure that packages get to the correct person. It also helps if you need to send a Red Cross message. This information is required by the Red Cross, and having it on hand can speed up a Red Cross request. Another item is to let your family members know how to access the NFAS system. NFAS is designed in case your family members need to evacuate. An emergency case manager is assigned to families with needs. However, if we don't know your family has a need, we'll be unable to assist them. Now's a really good time to update your SGLI. You want to make sure that your beneficiary information is correct and is as up-to-date as possible. Keep in mind that a will or any other paperwork will not supersede what you have on your SGLI, so you want to ensure that this is correct. Let your loved ones know who your command ombudsman is and how to contact them in case they need assistance. The ombudsman will also need to know a good list of your family members and who is allowed to be contacted. Make sure that everyone who is on your page 2 is correct and all of the contact information has been properly updated. Put together a spending plan, how much money you plan to spend during deployment or where your money goes during each month. Are there bills that need to be paid? Do you plan to put something onto a split pay so that you have money on your Navy cash card? All of this should be planned ahead and put into a spending plan or a budget. Your loved one should have a copy of the spending plan or budget. Fleet and Family or your command financial specialist can help you with this. Another good idea is to get a will. A will is something that lets everyone know where you want your assets allocated should something occur. This can be done at your legal office. Please contact them for details on what they will need before they sit down for a will appointment. The last thing that we ask is that you have a support system, someone that you can email or call, and someone to help you keep updated on what's going on back at home. It's a good way to stay connected and also ensure that you have something to look forward to each day, each week, or a few times a month. If you're a single parent, part of a dual military couple, or legally responsible for an elderly, a disabled, or a chronically sick person, you are required to have a family care plan in place. A copy of your family care plan should be filed both with the command and those who are assisting. You and your loved ones should sit down and come up with a communication plan. Talk about how often you plan to communicate. Let your loved ones know that communication is not always available. What are your preferences for communication? What do you prefer to be shared? And maybe what would you prefer not to be shared until the situation is over? We also ask that you remember discretion. Anything put into an email should be viewed as putting it on a public postcard and sending it through the mail system. Be flexible with your communication plan and try to include everyone that you would like to communicate with. Our last reminder is operational security. Please remember not to include anything such as unit mission, ship movement, personnel issues, security procedures, any future port calls, or homecoming dates. That was an overview of our deployment preparation. Thank you for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series.